Anonymous Goose.
What's that?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you?
Who are they?
Where are we?
AI?
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 Okay. That's about as good as we're going to get it, I think. Goose. Peter, you've turned up today and you've got a remarkable piece of very colourful musical content in your hands.
You mean this beautiful piece, rather impressive piece of musical product. It's bright blue. We can only assume the band name is Anonymous Iconoclasts. We can only assume that the title of the album is AI.
How did it happen to be in your hand today?
Well, Steve, I was on my way in to record the show. Walking through the town centre, you know, passing a couple of sort of, crossing a couple of roads, you know, going past a couple of lanes, and all of a sudden, psst, this guy, you know, he's sort of hood up and whatever. Have one of these. Have one of these. You'll like it. I said, oh, thanks very much, mate. Took it off him, you know, sort of this lovely looking CD. And I thought, oh, well, we're after a topic for the show today. And we've got this album.
It's really quite, you know, when you think of all that's going on around the world at the moment with AI and the kind of, you know, the theme of artificial intelligence, the first thing you'd think of, you think is that, but obviously this band have the same initials, you know?
Well, I think...
And it's on the album cover by the look of it.
It is, I mean...
Very nice cover, I've not seen it before. Could you describe the cover?
Well, the cover has this, it's rather sort of retro 80s. Or 80s retro with its design and with its sort of neon sort of color schemes and so on. So it's mainly this sort of electric blue. You have this artist's impression of a headless, could be a yuppie, you know, blue suit, white
could
shirt,
be a yuppie.
Red tie. But there's this brain detached yet floating above the collar and tie, and it's a sort of circuit board interpretation of a brain. And yes, this AI. Superimposed upon it in this rather sort of straightforward white lettering.
I believe they're from Wales, and it's on a Welsh label.
Could be.
I think so. Well, look, I think that isn't that the Bowie logo there? Sorry,
it is on the back.
I have the same Bowie thing with them. You see, it's Bowie.
Bowie.
Which is a Cardiff-based label.
Yeah, down Cardiff Bay, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think the first one we played, looking at the information you got there, appears to be the single Travelator, and then a big difference then going into that weird song All About California. It seems to be a mixture of styles going on there.
Well, it's a bit like today's show, really, because that move from Travelator onto California, we've got a sort of West Coast vibe, West Coast sort of theme going on today. So, whereas the Anonymous Iconoclasts, we believe, are sort of Cardiff-based, the record label...
Well, the label is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, certainly based in sort of Cardiff Bay. The whole album has a sort of West Coast meet CBGBs sound about it.
And I think I'm right in saying, Peter, but I think I'm right in saying that you very carefully... we've agreed that we don't want to let the whole cat out of the bag, so we're just going to play small snippets of these songs, apart from the single.
Listeners, we're teasing you. Yet again, Peter and Steve are teasing you.
So that's not Anonymous Iconoclasts, Peter. But can you explain the choice of music that's going on there? Why are we playing this?
Well, you're right, Steve. That wasn't from AI. That was actually Green on Red with Abigail's Ghost. It's just that, you know, following this rather mysterious handing over of this musical product here at the...
I'm just going to move the microphone, listeners. It's a radio moment. Wait, you like this? Oh, look at that.
Oh, that was the earth moved there, didn't
see that?
It?
Yeah.
We could hear the earth move.
I'd say the microphone move, but I mean, it could be the reverse. You might be right.
Let's not reverse it. Please don't. So, where was I? Yes, I was handed this, rather mysteriously, this musical product. I then went to my office. I had to do a few emails, you know, here at the University of South Wales. And I thought, well, you know, I can have a listen to this while I'm doing a bit of paperwork, doing a bit of admin. Put this album on, and I was instantly taken by its very American sound, high-polished sort of recording. You know, reminded me of a lot of the stuff recorded by sort of Tom Petty, you know, with the Heartbreakers, but also Tom Petty solo, but also the traveling sort of Wilburys. Smooth, polished nature of the music reminded me of that strand of American music. More than that, it reminded me of what came out of America in the sort of mid to late 80s, really from, you know, the West Coast. You know, we're talking LA really, and the so-called Paisley Underground, which again, Green on Red was part of that,
which scene. Is what we just played. Yeah
hang on, as luck would have it, I've got the CD here. This is Green on Red, Gravity Talks. The track is from this album. Dan Stewart, I think, provides vocals.
Okay.
Also Chris Cavas provides vocals. There's also, you know, the bass player Jack Waterson provides vocals as well. So all the band chipping in with vocals.
So as far as I can see, because as usual, Peter's turned up with his quite popular BOAC bag, actually, which we bring in kind of retro kit. And today he's literally, it appears, been taken aback by this new album, which is this mysterious new album, Dashed Home. I thought, yeah, it reminds me of this, and you brought these CDs in with you.
Yeah, well, I've been dashing here and there.
Because it's a lovely day everywhere. For a run, isn't it? It's a lovely day.
I'm wearing a woolly pulley. And yes, this wasn't the day to be dashing here, there, and everywhere.
So various tracks, I'm guessing, because I mean, you have got an eclectic and encyclopedic memory, I always find, with music, looking across the table at the CDs you've got there. There's some people out there I've never even heard of, so I'm looking forward to hearing it. Should we have another little snippet of one of their songs? This one appears to be called Innate.
Why not?
Goose. That's apparently Anonymous Iconoclast from the album AI. We played a clip of a song called Innate, and we followed it by a little burst of a song called This Is It. And I'm picking up on the changes in mood as we go through. Peter, you got a lovely book in your hands right there from Clive Jones. Not the guy from Dad's Army, I don't think. And a load of CDs.
Well, again, I've brought my Boak bag in chock-a-block with memorabilia and...
of course, it was Boak rather than BOAC, wasn't it?
Well...
It became Boak.
I think it can be either. But we again, a bit like today's light and dark. You know, we're playing around with things.
We flip from mood to mood.
We are. I'll be in a bad mood in a minute if if the show doesn't go our way, I tell you. Yes, this is a book edited by Clive Jones. I think I bought it when it first came out. Actually, printed in Newport, Wales. So coming back to sort of the Welsh connection there. I've got a little slip in there. Look, dear Peter, thank you for your order. Hope you enjoy the book. Regards, Clive.
What about the cover, Peter? Because you did show it to me, and my usual profound ignorance failed to deliver the result you're looking for.
Don't worry, it's not your ignorance, it's your age, Steve. I'll show it to you again. There we are.
Can I have one more look, sorry?
So tell me...
It doesn't work so well on the radio, but I'm just having one more look. I don't recognise it, but it does look, to me, colour-wise, very psychedelic and kind of Sgt. Pepper-y kind of feel.
It is, absolutely. So we're talking about the cover of this book, Tell Me When It's Over, Notes from the Paisley Underground. And again, it's edited by Clive Jones. Because
he wasn't on that army, was he?
No, not it's not that Clive we're talking about. This particular Clive Jones has done a marvellous job editing articles from a range of music publications from, you know, again, the mid to late 1980s, not just from mainstream publications, but the underground publications that sort of covered this scene, so Bucketful of Brains and so on. But yes, the album cover is a pastiche, really. You've got this cloud of Paisley-esque patterns emerging from an American subway. And of course, instantly, we recognise this as a version of Loaded, the long player by the Velvet Underground. So,
instantly you recognise it as that.
Well, it's only because I've got that album at home, so I would recognise it.
The Velvet Underground thing, is that kind of... Is that towards what you're sort of hearing in this album a bit?
With AI, the album by the Anonymous Iconoclast, absolutely. I mean, I'm getting this sort of West Coast vibe meets, in a way, sort of New York punk, new wave. But all the while, I'm being reminded of Velvet Underground in all their sort of guises.
Looking at the sleeve when we were playing the last song, then I noticed that, it wasn't on the sleeve. I think it was something I read recently on the internet, actually, about this band. It was David Owens, the journalist, and described them as the sound of 70s New York. There's a little kind of hint towards that and what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we don't know a lot about this group.
We don't know who they are. We'd love to know.
Listeners, we'd love you to, if you can, Google, you know, do a little bit of research from home.
Who could they be?
Any snippets indeed. Who could they be? But any snippets
like
of information...
Like Hong Kong Fooey, really, isn't it? It's like the Hong Kong Fooey of music.
I was about to do some karate moves then, but I had to stop myself, if only because I'd hit that mic again.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
The mic would move, the earth would move. But seriously, any of our listeners, regular listeners or new listeners, if you can find out any information about this band, and please feel free to visit our Facebook page and share any information that you come across.
Now, I must say, I have slipped up slightly because we've done this in a, you know, literally it's a very organic program, really. You've heard something, you've gone out, you've gone back to your house, you brought all these CDs in. But all I can see on the screen here is a song title, which is This Can't Be Today. So tell us the link to this, Peter.
Well, again, having mentioned Clive's book, Clive Jones's book, Tell Me When It's Over, Notes from the Paisley Underground, one of the bands from that scene, The Rain Parade.
Thank you.
So, Peter, who was that again?
That was the Rain Parade with This Can't Be Today.
And likening it to what we're talking about today, it's the guitars and the vocals on that one for you, is it?
Yeah, I mean, and the production in a way. So all the way through the show today, we've got this mysteriously deposited musical product, whatever it is, the anonymous Iconoclast AI album in CD format I'm holding here, and apparently it's out today.
That makes me wonder, right, if this guy who gave it to you, was a guy, yeah?
Well,
it was sounded like a
hooded figure.
Did it sound like a male pst or a female pst? Yeah, I mean, there's a very fine line between the two.
Was that you? Was that the feminine side of you coming out there? So, listeners, this is the feminine side of Steve coming out.
No, I'm just wondering if this person, I mean, was it under a railway tunnel or, you know?
Well, it was quite dark, you know, and the trains were
couldn't
sort of rattling.
Clearly, yeah.
Rattling by.
This kind of cacophony of train wheels running overhead as this dark, mysterious, furtive figure passed it to you. I just wonder, maybe it's some sort of extraordinary, very human, organic marketing campaign could well be on the streets now, giving them out all over the place.
Well, let's hope they're not throwing them away, giving them out. It was you know, whoever
it's worked in this instance, he couldn't have put it in a better hand, could
well,
he?
Well, safe pair of hands. See,
we're saying he, we don't know.
Well, exactly.
I mean, I can't hear a female vocal and I'm guessing it's a he.
No, that's right. Yeah, we're guessing loads on this show today.
Got another beautiful book there then.
Well, this is the Bible, or one of the Bibles, with regards to psychedelic music and sort of, you know, music
from
the West Coast. Yeah, this is Jim DeRogatis's Kaleidoscope Eyes, Psychedelic Music from the 1960s to the 1990s. So that dates the packaging of the book there. I love the little touch here. I've got the book sort of opened on a page ready, but if we flip the book over to look at the back cover, the barcode look has gone through some distortion.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
It's a fantastic little touch, isn't it?
But
I'm just, you know, we've just heard from Rain Parade. They feature heavily in chapter 12 of the book.
Hang on, sorry, it's my lawyer. Sorry. Oh.
You've been found out.
Sorry, I'm doing the Loose Goose Radio Show. I'll have to call you back. Sorry. Sorry, Peter.
That's okay. It's, you know, we know you're a busy man.
Well, I think he's concerned that when we said about meeting that dark figure underneath the bridge, that, you know, nothing untoward went on. It was just literally a CD put in your hand.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, listeners. You know, there was no sort of illegal activity, I'm sure, part of that transaction. In fact, I didn't hand over any money. So perhaps they're after their cash. So again, chapter 12, Retrodelic, the American Psychedelic Revival. There's, you know, this entire chapter looks at a range of bands, but indeed they discuss at length groups like the Paisley Underground scene in particular, and groups like Rain Parade, and so on.
You said about the Paisley Underground. This is a really very, sorry, it's a very stupid question probably, but what about Prince and Paisley and whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in a way, I suppose, you know, true fans of the Paisley Underground may say, well, no, hang on there, you know, it's been mentioned by certain sort of music journalists and sort of music publications that REM, early REM, could be categorised as such. But yeah, even people like Prince, in a way,
had a link to Paisley, didn't they? Paisley Parade and all that.
I mean, you know, did really they sort of tapped into that mood, sort of,
and quite psychedelic as well in terms of the kind of the colour schemes that he used, you know, purple and all this stuff.
Yeah, well, in a way, but not just borrowing from psychedelic music, white psychedelic music, meaning borrowing from black psychedelic music, Sly Stone, Sly and the Family Stone.
Okay, so it's a real amalgam of stuff. I will call my lawyer back after the show if he's still listening. Should we have some more from Anonymous Iconoclast?
Why not?
Another two in a row, maybe, little snippets.
Absolutely.
Set a light bulb off in our heads. The Wright brothers took us up in the air. They led someplace that didn't care where. They tried to help us to understand, but wasted it all on a breed called man. It's a long way. Down.
There's two more clips of songs there from the Anonymous Iconoclast album, AI, which we're just fascinated by and listening to today. First up, it was a song called Long Way Down, followed by a song called Friends. And during that, while I was playing, Peter, I noticed that the Goose laptop has been whirring away. We've turned it off now, obviously, because it's just a little bit noisy. And you found out some more information about it.
Well, yes. I mean, because it's a lovely sort of gatefold card CD case cover. You've got this lovely, as I said earlier, sort of neon blue, very sort of 80s retro front and back design. However, open up and we've got, again, what we can only assume to be a...
Must be drawings of the actual band there.
Yeah. It's a good-looking one there, look. Tall, good-looking one.
Yeah, he's quite slim, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yes, he is. But he's got a sort of, you know, polka dot shirt going on. That's very typical of, again, sort of West Coast
looks
LA.
Like, the second one along, the one with the glasses there, he's got AI on his shirt. Lots of black and white going on there too.
Well, looks like
that might be the logo.
Yeah, the logo. Looks like the band sort of merchandise, the T-shirts and so on.
How would you interpret their facial expressions there?
Solemn.
Yeah.
It's one way of putting it.
Yeah.
It looks a bit like, the usual suspects in...
They don't look the happiest figures, do they?
No.
I'd say looking at their... I mean, there's a bit of grey hair going on there. It's probably a bit of lived life experience, wearisome lived life experience there, would you guess?
I reckon these are mature musicians, yeah. Myself. Yes, I think they've their songs very much borrow from life experience.
And on the next page, it looks to me, I mean, just show that to me again, Peter. It looks like there's what could be a robot, maybe with an album. I think I can see the brain on it. It must be the AI album.
It is,
I think. He's got a dog with him, a robot dog, and they're listening to an old fashioned record player. So I guess they're listening to the album in an analog way.
Well, it's a sort of sly nod to his master's voice and HMV and so on.
A little poke of fun, maybe, at the idea of artificial intelligence and postmodern life.
Yeah, you had to drop in the postmodern
word,
didn't you? We couldn't go far without the P word.
I'm sorry. But, I mean, it is AI, so it kind of goes with the territory.
Yeah, but again, you know, coming back to this artwork, lovely artwork. Apparently, so as per the sleeve notes, the band sort of thanked Lee Cox for the sleeve design. And
he's done a great job, hasn't he?
And Big Al Davis for the inner sleeve art.
It's the Big Al Davis I'm thinking of. Now, he's in Cardiff, because there's a Big Al Davis I know who's a very talented musician and artist, creative guy, plays all whole kinds of instruments, and is known for his kind of wacky sense of style. So it's almost definitely that Big Al Davis. He's a very talented guy.
It could be him. Yeah, absolutely. It could be him.
Well, we're going to another track now, and this, again, this is Amplifier. Could you tell us a bit more about this one, Peter?
Well, these are the DBs. And it's from a 241.
Is it called twofer?
Well, the albums are called...
Is that how we abbreviate it these days?
It's a twofer.
Is that a postmodern term there, Peter?
It's a post-something anyway. But this is from the bringing together of their Stands for Decibels /Repercussion. Thank you.
What I've always loved about doing this show with Peter is, like now, you know, sorry if I'm beyond hope and musically inept and everything else, but I've never heard that before. That's the DBs and Amplifier. What a great track. Totally love it. And it's just, you keep on playing stuff I've never heard before, so it's brilliant.
It's got a lovely groove to it, doesn't it?
And you're getting a little taste of that in that album.
Yeah, I would say so. I'm sort of seeing it, hearing it, definitely hearing it in AI, the album by the anonymous Iconoclast.
Talking about seeing it, even from here, that cover is making my eyes go weird.
Well, it should, because it's a book about high art.
Whoa.
In that this
is 3D or something?
Well, no, it's not quite 3D.
Weird as hell.
If I hold it up.
Okay. It does make my eyes go funny.
Well, it's the book High Art. It's a history of the psychedelic poster. Because many of the bands that we're playing in and around the tracks by the anonymous Iconoclast, they didn't just sonically borrow from the 1960s, they visually borrowed. So quite often they would utilise the colour schemes from psychedelic poster art, which again, you know, we talked about marketing earlier, and this book is about a form of advertising, which in a way became an art form in its own right.
So who's written this book, sorry?
So this is by Ted Owen, I think with assistance from Denise Dixon.
So is it a kind of, sorry to cut across, Peter, but I mean, it's such a fascinating looking book. Is it a case of these people therefore kind of intellectualize and analyze these pictures and, you know, discuss what's going on there, or is it a bit more than that, or is it not that?
I think this book is an attempt to curate these examples as, again, art in their own right, in order to demonstrate that this is an art form.
And can I ask you something, because as a massive lover and fan of music, and I know you know you love your vinyl, and nowadays it's trendy to love vinyl, but you've always loved vinyl, because we both appreciate the beautiful physical nature of vinyl and its covers.
Mm-hmm.
So this might be a slightly off topic, it's not really, but I'm looking at what I can see in front of me there in that beautiful looking book. The link between visual imagery and music, how kind of central is that?
Well, it's there. I mean, in a moment we can hear a track by The 3 O'Clock, I Go Wild. And if we take a look at the CD there, version of 16 Tambourines, you know, the band are in relatively...
Normal clothes,
you know, check shirts, sort of open neck, sort of button-down shirts and so on. But if we turn to if we open up the CD case, we've got their reproduction of one of there, I think it's an EP, Baroque Hoedown. But you've got that sort of psychedelic imagery going on with the band logo there. They're wearing
very 60s looking,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, it looks as though they've just stepped out of
like a 60s children's kind of show, like, yes, an American children's show.
Yeah, something like the Banana Splits, you know. But no offense to the band and their look. I mean, they've got the sort of pointed Beetle boots, for want of a better term.
Scooby Doo.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, indeed. But just to sort of final thing, before we hear the track by them...
Okay, we're going to go to that one next, are we?
We are, but just to say, this book, High Art, ends with a chapter entitled The New Wave, to suggest that psychedelic poster art continued, certainly into the sort of 80s and 90s. And... there's old Tom Jones look.
Oh, wow. Well, who are those ladies?
Oh, the ladies... well, that's Hall, and you've got the Beastie Boys on the other page there. But this is a poster, psychedelic poster, advertising Tom Jones at, well, as luck would have it, at the Universal Amphitheatre, Los Angeles.
Wow. Well, just to say, while Peter was giving you that riveting and informative information, I've had to slightly rejig the playlist as a result of a previous conversation in which we thought the playlist would take place in a different order. But quite excitingly, I've now put I Go Wild into the system.
Thank you, Steve.
When I
some lovely lovely harmonies going on there. Great stuff, and it, very much in keeping with the imagery of the cover, isn't it? It is what you expect, you know, when you see that cover, it's kind of, that's what you almost expect. It's the same, I suppose, to a certain extent with AI Anonymous Iconoclast, really.
Well, yes. I mean, certainly with that track by the 3 o'clock, you've got the dreamy harmonies going on, the dreamy
kind of
vocals. Birdsy
kind of harmonies.
Yeah, the, and love, of course, going, you know, is all chucked in the mix there. But with AI, the album, that, again, that was mysteriously deposited with me this morning by the new album by the Anonymous Iconoclast. I mean, we don't know a lot about this band, hence they're quite, yes, anonymous. Intrigued by the iconoclastic element of their group name. This is something, again, readers, we had to sort of Google.
Is there anything in the sleeve notes gives any, maybe, I don't know.
Well, the sleeve notes...
If there are any sleeve notes.
There are a few sentences in there where, you know, to quote the opening paragraph, mid-paragraph, the story begins on a travelator at 8:35 a.m., continues by visiting California, and culminates with a smell like fish coming out of a head. I mean, that's pure psychedelic, isn't it? I mean, it's pure psychedelia.
Who are these guys?
I mean, they're gifted writers as well, you know, both musically and with the sort of written word. But as per the name of the group, they're Iconoclast, which, forgive my quick Google.
Because the Goose PC was also active earlier, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, it's running white.
It's a laptop, of course, not a PC. We can't afford a PC. We talked about that, didn't we?
No, we can't. Yeah, we're doing this stuff on a shoestring, aren't we? But Iconoclast. Apparently, the term means an individual or a group of people that set out quite deliberately to rid us all of established sort of beliefs and traditions and so on. And indeed, there is another strand here, another sort of definition that we came up with, was that this is the doing away with, in particular, of sort of religious iconography, or iconography more generally. So a lot going on in the name of this group.
I would guess it's kind of an oxymoron as well, really, because how can you be anonymous and an iconoclast, I guess?
It's a right.
Maybe it's that.
Absolutely, it's an oxymoron, if there ever was an oxymoron.
There's no realization when you knew that you were. It's alright. It's okay. We're just fine. It's alright.
There's Two more songs in a row there from the album AI by Anonymous Iconoclast, which is actually released today, amazingly. The first one up was A Head Like This, and then a song called Waiting. And we got the Goose laptop out again. We powered it up, and we went to the website, actually, www.anonymousiconoclast.com. And it turns out that those songs were both written by the guitarist Keo. Oddly, it appears, looking at the track running order, can I just check that, Peter? Just have a little look at the cover here, see? Oh, I see. Yeah, that's right. Because therefore, tracks 6, 7, and 8, "Friends," "A Head Like This," and "Waiting" were all written by Keo, who's sounds like a really, really excellent guitarist. And again, comes back to what you said about maybe these people have been around the block a bit. It sounds like somebody who's been playing for a long, long time. Is there somebody looking at through the Goose window there, Peter?
There is. Yes, there's a. In fact, there's a gentleman with a very nice tie-dyed shirt there, very in keeping with the show.
Yeah, he's looking good, isn't he? Do you want to wander in? Just, we're going to be another 20 minutes recording the radio program.
Right, okay.
Yeah? No, I'm very sorry, but we're not very long for finishing. Well, could you just let us just finish recording the program?
Yeah, okay.
Won't be long, sorry about that. Oh, there we are. That was kind of interesting. So, Peter, where were we, sorry?
We were...
That'd be the Goose door there, people.
It is, yes. People at the Goose, knocking at the Goose door. So we, just taking us back to where we were talking about... you know, this notion of music and musicians. And I mean, in a moment we're going to hear a track from The Bangs, a group that many of our listeners perhaps won't be familiar with.
Is that again, Peter, sorry?
So the track
Getting Out of Hand,
yes. And it's actually, of course, an early incarnation of The Bangles, and it's from this lovely package CD, ladies and gentlemen, the Bangles, and the opening tracks, as well as sort of later on rarities and sort of demos from The Bangles proper. The album opens with three tracks by The Bangs. Again, this may surprise people that The Bangs, eventually The Bangles, were part of the Paisley underground scene.
And female vocals, of course, so we're going in a different direction altogether. Let's
We are indeed.
So I didn't know there was a band called The Bangs before the Bangles. That's new to me, and it's again very kind of 60s sounding. Peter, we're up against the clock now. The meter's running.
It is.
Because the chap who just came in just now is quite right that he has booked this radio studio that we're in. So we're going to have to motor on a little bit. Shall we play a couple of quick more snippets from the Anonymous Iconoclast?
Yes.
Because they're quite short little snippets.
Please do. Motoring along.
Okay.
whispering in my ear. What's blowing?
So two more songs there from Anonymous Iconoclast from the album AI, which is released on Bowidge Records, the Cardiff-based label today. So we've been finding out about them throughout the show. That was Shape or Form, followed by Ringing of the Bell. Another beautiful book in your hand. I notice you're using the AI cover there as a page marker.
Well, again, I'm putting, you know, this brand new album to...
straight into culture. In it goes.
A multitude.
The box of culture.
You're putting it to quite a few uses here. Yes, the hardback book that in front of me, Running Down a Dream, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Oh, I mean, right. Of course, I'd love that book.
This is edited by Warren Zanes. Of course, quite sad that Tom Petty's no longer with us. And
Very sad.
Whilst people still, you know, think of Tom Petty as a sort of mainstream artist, around the time of Don't Come Around Here No More, 85, mid-80s, you know, he had that sort of psychedelic thing going on. And indeed, if I turn to this rather beautiful double page spread in the middle of the book there, there's the group portrait there, where they
lovely shot,
they've got like a sort of concave mirror which has got this sort of fisheye lens,
an early example of fisheye lens,
yeah,
use actually,
yeah. I mean, obviously the Beatles with Rubber Soul utilizing the, yeah, sort of fisheye.
But it's
lens.
Everywhere now, isn't it? You know, people make their own videos and whatever.
Absolutely. So it's, again, it's something which came to sort of, not just the sort of multicolored nature of psychedelia, you know, what we associate with psychedelia as a sort of art form, is this mirror sort of lens distortion. We're very much in as a dystopian.
I mean, dystopian is one of my favorite postmodern words.
You've got that P word in again, haven't you?
Let's have a bit of Tom. There's the King's Highway from Tom Petty. What I would love about Tom Petty, his ability to use relatively kind of straightforward terminology and everyday expressions in a way which just crosses over and becomes so obvious when he writes it. Things you think, oh, why didn't somebody else write it? Do you know what I mean?
Well, exactly. You wouldn't get Tom using the P word, would you? Wouldn't get.
No, he'd never use it. Not deliberately, just to wind up a colleague during a radio show.
You never wind me up, Steve. But coming back to the release by Anonymous Iconoclast, AI Platforms. I suppose we haven't really checked this out, but I suppose you could find this group, you could find this release on Facebook. There will be a website.
Twitter, perhaps.
They're even tweeting, are they?
Is it called...
Doing everything and being everywhere.
Something-o-gram, is it called Insta-o-gram or something?
Iconogram.
That's it, yeah. Yeah. Should we hear a little bit more of the band?
Please do.
Table, blood stains on the wall. Hear the postman whistle. Watch your
treadmill for? While away the hours lying on my bed, nothing in my stomach, plenty in my head. I feel like it falls right now. I'm down, down.
Anonymous Goose.
What's that?
Fish and House Party, quite kind of country orientated. I think those last two tracks actually both taken from the album AI from Anonymous Iconoclast, and I'm picking up on a bit of blues, bit of country, bit of pop.
Well, they take you way out west, don't they? So I mean, it's no accident really that we've got True West next with, and then the Rain, because the album, what I've heard, you know, thus far, and I'm going to give this another good listen when I get home. The album, a new album by the Anonymous Iconoclast, AI, I'm just hearing sort of, you know, Americana in there. I'm hearing, it's a musical distillation of the Western, of the sort of buddy movie, you know, it sort of reminds, you know, it's oral version of Easy Rider and Vanishing Point and so on.
And then the Rain, True West, the clock of time, the golden goose clock of time has beaten us. As in fact, in talking about beating, there are people beating the window and also looking like, if we don't leave here quite soon, potentially beating us. So maybe we should leave quite soon, Peter. But what a great show, and amazing how that just happened, you know. And we will never know who that person who was gave it to you, but thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. But it's just the story of my life. Things just happen and we go with the flow.
And it is the Loose Goose. Thanks for listening to us on the Loose Goose today. Of course, keep those communications coming in. We're across the social media, and it looks like the band are as well. So any responses to the show would be great. And above anything else, as we play the last two tracks, which look like they're going to be Separators, followed by Tomatoes, which I'm hearing rumours of a video on the way for. Please, if you know anything about these people from Anonymous Iconoclast, could you please let us know? Peter, thank you very much.
No, thank you, Steve. And once again, thanks to our listeners.
human race. It's what separates us from others. Puts us in another place. Sisters and brothers, what's wrong with the human race? Human race.
AI?
AI. 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 AI.
Something in my brain needs to be said. It's a smell like fish coming out of-